Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is Thursday, the second week of Advent, and I want to pause right there. What is one thing that you are doing or should be doing to draw closer to the Lord in this Advent time, to be prepared for the coming of your Savior? Yes, thousands and thousands of years have gone by since he first came to earth, but we commemorate this day, knowing that our God is with us, that he is here. And so, in preparation for Christmas, we want some weeks where we really look at ourselves and say, what's one thing that I could change that would make my life at home better, holier, good, kind, whatever it may be? What is one thing you could do during this Advent to train yourself into doing one more thing for another, reaching out to people, listening to people, whatever is needed? Brothers and sisters, sometimes the smallest gifts are the greatest gifts. Sometimes they come right at the moment that somebody needs them, and God knows that. But ask the Lord, what can I do? You probably have already asked yourself that question, but maybe not. I've got too much to do to get ready for Christmas. But the thing we most need to do is, what is one obstacle to drawing closer to the Lord in my life? And bring that situation before the Lord and ask him for courage and help. If you can't just drop it entirely, delete some of it, make it less. Open your heart to God, because he sees you and knows you and loves you, and he's saying, come on, we can do this. You can't do it alone, maybe, but you can do it with God. Open your heart to him. The entrance antiphon for today says, you, O Lord, are close, and all your ways are truth. From of old I have known your decrees, for you are eternal. He is. So stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the paths of your only begotten Son. Are there people you need to reconcile with? Is there a work of mercy you can do? Think about it. Reach out. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 13 to 20. I am the Lord your God, who grasp your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Listen to that. Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, O worm Jacob, O maggot Israel. We're so small and little in comparison to the universe. But fear not, I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and double-edged, to thresh the mountains and crush them, to make the hills like chaff. When you winnow them, the wind shall carry them off, and the storm shall scatter them. But you shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. We may have right now in our lives things that feel like mountains. We've had those, and we've had very difficulties perhaps in this last year. Take it to the Lord. Give it to him. For he loves you. And the reading goes on to say, the afflicted and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I will plant in the desert the cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. You know, sometimes when I'm going somewhere, I look at the landscape and sometimes it's all filled with garbage, etc. And then I go to other sections and it's clean and neat and actually attractive. Brothers and sisters, that's the way our souls can be sometimes. Please, take your needs to the Lord now in this Advent season. You might have one thing that's plagued you for years. Take it to the Lord. Talk to Him about it. Ask Him what you can do to change it. God will see your change, and He'll pour down grace to strengthen you. Don't be afraid. It'll come slowly, but it will come. He loves you. The Lord is gracious and merciful, says Psalm 145, slow to anger and of great kindness. I will extol you, O my God and King. I will bless your name forever and ever. For the Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all His works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Let them make known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages. And your dominion endures through all generations, infinitely. This is our God. This life is only the beginning. Open your heart. He loves you, and He wants to draw you into His fold more closely. Even if as you walk out of the door every morning saying, Lord, what can I do to please you today? And then walk, just walk. Do what you would ordinarily do, but listen. It may be to help a coworker. Who knows what it might be? But ask Him as you go out the door in the morning, Lord, what would you have me do for you? Nothing will be more pleasing to God's sight or God's eyes, God's ears, to hear you say that. And then we have the Gospel of Matthew. It's a very short gospel. Matthew chapter 11, verses 11 to 15. Jesus said to the crowds, Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets in the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Do you have the ears to hear that we have been given a Savior? That Savior has come to save us for eternity. Think about that. Don't get so involved in this world. I know there are days where we're all overwhelmed, but don't make it a habit. Open your heart to Him. He waits for you and me, all of us, that He can tell us of His love for us, that He can show us the way He wants us to go. Just for today, ask Him, what would you have me do? It may be, as I've said before, it might be something you do for your neighbor. And you say, I'm too busy. Then you are too busy. Think about this. You may have a season where you're very, very busy. I understand that, but not all day, every day. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to Him. He is Elijah. He is the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Do you listen to him? Do you seek him? Do you acknowledge him? What are you doing? Brothers and sisters, there is, as I close this program, there is a word here in the prayer after communion. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and to hold fast to what endures. Do you? When you're running out to do an errand, do you take a moment to look around you and thank God for something? Do you? Well, this didn't work, or that didn't work, or I need this, or I need that. What's one thing that's good? What's one thing that God has done for you today? Please, please open your hearts to him, because he wants to draw your heart into his sacred heart. He wants to bring you closer and closer to him. Don't wait till you're on your deathbed. That's not what we're called to do. Walk with him now. Open your heart to him. Please, brothers and sisters, I know we're the busiest nation, I think, in the world. I swear we are. People are always running, 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 running. Please, slow down. If you can't, just take one little thing out of your schedule. Slow down a little bit and pray. Because, as I've said to you before, our country's going through a very difficult time right now. And we need to pray together. So let us join wherever you're hearing this program. Let us join ourselves to one another and come to the Lord and say, Lord, teach us. Show us what you want from us. Show us the way. And you know, God just might answer that prayer right now, and he might not answer it for a year from now, but he has the whole picture. We don't. He sees everything. We don't. But open your heart. Give him your love. Give him time every day. Even if it's 10 minutes, I'd prefer you had a half hour. If you need to do it in two sections, do it in two sections. Whatever you can do, give him time. Read his words slowly. He loves you. His sacred heart is here. He's poured out for us. What will it be like to know how we're loved by God? One day when we see him, we will know how loved we are. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.